to the past.
You are listening to WONY. I don't feel so good. Oh, God.
WONY 90.9 FM.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So, what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join the Activities Council for Club Feud, happening from 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for some Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their first general body meeting, happening from 7 to 8:15 p.m. in IRC 1. Also happening on Wednesday is another round of Club Feud. Head on down to the ballroom from 9 to 10:30 p.m. On Thursday, join the Office of Equity and Inclusion for a film screening of American Agitators, happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Friday, be sure to join Activities Council for their general body meeting, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in Hunt Union in the Leather Stock Room. On Friday, join Faculty Opportunities for a Friday social hour at the Muddy River, happening from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. for faculty at the Muddy River Tap Room in Oneonta. On Saturday, join the Activities Council for their show of Saturday Soundscape, Selena, the Last Concert, live from the Astrodome, happening from 8 to 9 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week and be sure to keep it locked.
not save me. Sacrament, but understand you will not save me. Thank you.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM Odeonta.
Softly slow. Georgia for Tennessee when I was 18. Met a girl named Tuesday who shined her light on me. She was 5'9" with a storm in her eyes, and of all the shoulders on which she could have cried, she picked mine. She picked mine. Now I wish that I hadn't stepped down and lied when I acted like it was nothing to me. And if I could only go back in time, I'd rewrite our whole story. Well, her mama caught wind that her daughter's friend might be of the wrong persuasion. Next thing I know, her mom is calling, telling her daughter. Just the thought of it made her sick over the toilet. Instead of backing me up, Tuesday melted right down. Asked me to write her mother and say sorry for the confusion. That of course there had been no sin. To emphasize how much I love Jesus and men. That I hadn't stepped down and lied when I acted like it was nothing to me. 'Cause that night for the first time I took a knife to the paper thin skin on my Shame, and girl, I tell you, if I could do it again, I sure as hell wouldn't do it the same. No, I cannot believe that I stepped down and lied. I should have told you. I let you live in my head. With this exorcism, I put our story to bed. And one more thing, if you ever hear this song, tell your mama she can go suck an egg.
She leaks, rubbing up against the mountain. Echoing familiar off the basin.
eyes don't make me swim. Show me mercy, you're the next best thing. Cause all I hear is trash. Don't think I can stop a capsized baby. Yeah, we know that it's past time. Better to drown, darling. Better to drown, better to drown than to let you watch me hold my breath. Better to drown, better to drown, darling. Better to drown, better to drown than to let you watch me hold my breath. Seven months you're on the run, but I know you won't let me go till I capsize, baby. Capsize, baby. Capsize, baby. Capsize, baby. So if it is the last time.
Something I'm trying to say.
Not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join the Activities Council for Club Feud, happening from 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater